quality versus quantity. In regards to content marketing,
entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo with BrianJPombo.com, and we're continuing our series of talks on content marketing. Whether you're doing daily videos, live videos via social media, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, whether you are doing podcasting, any type of audio marketing, any type of recorded content that you're sending out there of any sort, whether you're doing blogs, any type of pay-per-click content, what is better? What should you be paying more attention to, quality or quantity? Should you be super concerned with how valuable it is, or should you be focused on how much of it you put out there? It's a little bit of a trick question, isn't it? You know, you need both. You need quality and quantity. The reason why I bring this up is because Frank Kern, marketing and advertising specialist, was out there, and he had mentioned this just recently, and I wanted to kind of give my take on it, and it ties in beautifully with the other pieces of content marketing that we've been talking about. A few times ago we were talking about binge watching, and that ties into this also, the fact that if you have a lot of quantity out there, you give the opportunity for people that just may have just ran across you, that find you a little bit interesting, you give them more to be able to access, more to be able to learn more about you, to get to know, like, and trust you. That's where the quantity is very valuable, but you have to have valuable content to begin with. So the difference in quality, the argument's really about quality, and you don't need anything all that fancy. Okay, I'm here in an office that I already use. I don't rent it out just for this. We've got this office we already use. I run a few businesses out of here. Big room. I don't know if you can tell from the sound. The sound is very echoey in here. If I had my way, I'd be in a smaller office. It would have better sound. I'm not using the direct sound. I'm using my iPhone 8, okay? I'm not using the direct sound off of it. I've got a little lapel mic here that I've got linked up and going in through via a adapter. This is a lapel mic that's made for a cell phone video. So it goes through an adapter into the iPhone 8. If you know anything about those things, you gotta have an adapter for it if you're dealing with anything regular. So I've got that. I've got a little tripod, and I had to go out and get a little adapter to be able to hold my phone because I've got a case on my phone and the normal adapter doesn't work, but I got that. I got it. It holds my phone. Didn't cost that much. This isn't a big, expensive, outrageous thing. I added a couple lights that I got extremely inexpensively, Chinese made lights off of Amazon.com, and that's it. I kind of unfold these things every day. If we're going to have a talk together from inside the office, sometimes I do it from outside the office. Sometimes you'll see some of my older videos did from my car. Sometimes I'll do it from the park if I'm out with the family. And that's it. It doesn't have to be fancy. The aesthetics doesn't have to be high quality. It doesn't have to be high end. It doesn't have to be magical. It's good to have things at a good angle so that you're not horrific. I've had to talk with some friends who get kind of a horrific angle, probably too close or too far away or at a funny and not good enough lighting. You gotta have relatively decent lighting. You gotta be careful with that. You don't want it too bright and you don't want it too dark. You don't wanna be off-putting, but at the same sense, it doesn't have to be magical. It's just simple. That good enough is good enough when it comes to quality. Where quality matters is the value that you're providing. Hopefully I'm providing a value to you, and you've already found use out of what we've talked about, and hopefully in the future you'll be able to find use out of what I'm talking about, and you can go back and watch all the other videos and get something out of that. I cover kind of a wide range, try and stick to my three main pillars of what I like to talk about, which is system-based. Everything has to be system-based. Everything has to be relationship-reliant. And everything has to be, now I'm going to get caught up with myself. We've got system-based, relationship-reliant, and reality-grounded. So those are the three main areas that I focus in. And we cover all forms of business. And whatever you're talking about, if you're trying to reach your ideal customer, you got to find out, okay, what am I going to stick to? What are the topics I'm going to stick to? And you'll notice if you watch me enough, I repeat myself a lot. I go back to the same principles a lot. I cover a wide territory, but it's all under those three main areas. I recommend doing the same thing for you if you're putting content out there, and always, always, always have a call to action. Here's my call to action. It's called dreambizchat.com. Perhaps you've heard of it. If this is your first time you've seen my videos, you haven't. So let me tell you what it is. Dreambizchat.com is a place where I send people who are business owners and executives of self-reliance based companies. So meaning that you work in or for a company that offers products and services that help people to become more self-reliant. Maybe it teaches them a new skill. Maybe it provides products to help them out with a new skill, ways that they can make more money, ways that they can provide more for themselves and for others. That's just some of the ideas that might apply to you. And if that's the case, go to dreambizchat.com. Watch the video. It's a quick little video. It gives you an idea of what I have available in terms of a free chat with me regarding the creation of a dream business for you. So that's all it is. It's a call to action. Have a simple call to action that you can direct people to. Give a little bit of information. Provide a little bit of goodwill, as they say. And that's all that's really necessary for content marketing. I like to make it short. It's available on more places if it's shorter. If it's under 10 minutes, it allows me to get onto Instagram and LinkedIn easily, at least nowadays. That's where some of the limitations are at. I like doing it live via Facebook because that allows me to reach a few more people. And I'm also on YouTube and through many podcasts and probably a couple other places by the time you're watching this. You can always find more of this at brianjpombo.com. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking still about content marketing, but another angle on it. So come back tomorrow and we'll see you then. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.